20 is sick and you are T20 is a motherfucker.
Finally, we in this motherfucker, yo.
We here. There you go.
Let's go. Dog, man. Stop fucking playing with me, yo. We in this bitch, motherfucker, yeah. We had technical difficulties earlier this shit. But Freaky D-Man, bro, she put through with the motherfucking fist she got. The pussy she be doing this shit. Y'all be knowing this shit. Stop fucking playing with me, yo. Pull the fuck up, man. Thirsty Thursdays, man. Special guest. Legendary Shaquille. I'm gonna let this shit bang in the back. I know this shit, man. Pull up, see him. He's standing the fuck up. Stop playing with me, yo.
Let's get this shit popping. Legend on city, other half of the newborn. So how I'm like, it's like I'm getting my sneak on. So how I'm like, it's like I'm getting my sneak on. So how I'm like, it's like I'm getting my sneak on. Seems on the mess when you lose. Hit you with that loop king, knocking right up the shoes. Not getting, got a power punch, so you pot a puff. Pull up! Not enough follow up with the roundhouse and karate kick. I'm not a victim, I'm not a witness. I'm a defendant, suspect, politician. Not to mention I've been politicking with a lot of women. Not a pick, but if they ain't with me, then they probably tripping my cup.
Y'all know this shit, thirsty motherfucker Thursday. Who the fuck up?
It's
your host, Freaky D. The one and only, tall, skinny, and booty. What it be like, homie? AKA Snacks.
Got the glow like the last dragon.
Who the fuck up, y'all?
Let me elaborate. King, nigga. Kiss the ring, nigga. I'm old school with that new jack swing, nigga. Oh, hit him again.
Come on. Hey, who the fuck up, man? Thirsty Thursday, man. Get motherfucking tree jack. That smoke, that shit, man. Pull up, man. Candy on, man. Fuck out here, man. Pull up, man. Thirsty Thursday. I know this shit. You got chicks walking around like they don't need no dick. In fact, niggas walking around like they don't need no bitch. Cut it out, I'm on my hero shit. Trying to rid the world of all this less than zero shit. Hey! I used to do your net illegal shit. But I flip cause niggas singing on some Neo shit. That's why I feed those clips. I got an ego script. You animated niggas gonna need a Lilo shit. Tune in, tune in. That's the gun I shoot free those with. Vision where I got yeah, I need those chicks, so feed me those bricks. Here's a hard 18, see, I need those bricks. See, it's nothing to a wall, see, it's Fino's thing. I'm a lion in the jungle, King Fibo shit. Legendary! Shaquille, man, tune the fuck in, man. See a Leon, man, stand the fuck up, yo. I add flavor to the shit, for me so bitch. Got a mommy with an ass like me so thick. Now to the bars, but she loving my Chico stick. Hey! Let's go!
Yeah,
Y'all hear this shit, man. It's been a tough motherfucker one. It's been a tough running night, man. Somebody was fucking hating like a motherfucker. Like, they was gonna look like, nah, I don't worry, they got that nigga on there and shit. Somebody was hating like a bitch. Real tough, man. Real tough. You already know, man. I gotta give it up.
You got the patience like a motherfucker, though, because I was ready to say, sis, we do this shit another time. This shit killing me.
So I appreciate your patience, big bro. Real talk, man. Definitely do. Honored to have you on this platform with us right now, man.
I'm honored to be here. Definitely honored to be here.
I'm sure our viewers are definitely, you know what I mean, definitely intrigued and ain't gonna be looking in this shit. I'm not sure if you can see the comments on the screen. Can you?
Yeah, I can see a little bit. Yeah.
So most definitely, like, it's an interactive platform for anybody that don't know that's tuning in for the first time. You know what I mean? Welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, Freaky Deke, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony. Would it be like homie, aka Snatch? But you can have the full course if you want that, son. Hop at me. But real talk, man, I got special guests on this motherfucker tonight, man. For those that don't know, will know after this podcast and broadcasting tonight. This is a legendary Shaquille, you feel what I'm saying, from my hometown, CMD, Canvas, stand the fuck up, New Jersey, for those that don't know. You know what I mean? Hey, man, listen, I don't really like to say too much because the platform is for the artists and shit, but I will give you the floor, man, and let people know, man, that track that just went off is called Entitled, right? You feel
it's
me?
Shaquille.
Is that Entitled Shaquille? That's right. Correct the motherfucker sister, because we can't edit this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So if I get corrected, I get corrected, nigga. It is what it is. Plus, that's the big homie. Yes, a lot. That's a lot right there. I'm good. Anyway, but listen. Yeah, so let everybody know, my nigga, not for real. Let everybody know, you know what I mean, a little bit about yourself. You know what I mean? Where you from? I already said Camden. You know what I mean? If you're originally from there or not. And, you know, a little bit about that track we just heard, man. I think it's dope as fuck, man. Real talk. Happy about it.
Definitely appreciate that, though. Honestly, the song, like, again, it speaks for itself. I came from a small city that everybody pretty much only know for just murders and shit, you know, and crime. But it's a known city. At the same time, they kind of shun us away when it comes to the talent part. So yeah, I'm one of the catalysts and one of the pioneers of the music sound and the hip hop sound from Camden, New Jersey. CMD is what they call it. You know what I'm saying? And my name is motherfucking Shaquille.
Shaquille, y'all heard it first, man. Right here on Thirsty Thursdays, man. I'm bringing y'all motherfucker the dopest entertainment from around the world, man. I'm not fucking playing with y'all, bro. I'm not fucking playing with you, sis. I'm fucking with everybody, man. I'm bringing y'all the dopest shit, man. So we're going to get into interviewing shit, man. I always ask people, you know, you know what I mean? What got you into rapping? I know I came up. I'm under you. Like, to me, you was an idol to me. You know what I mean? I tip my hat to you, like, you know what I mean? Because you still pushing this shit, bro. That made me keep pushing. You know what I mean? But we got you into rapping.
I appreciate that, sis, for real. No, a bunch of, you know, the rappers that we had coming up. And, you know, I'm a little older. So, of course, it was like Run DMC and Big Daddy Kane and... We had a local artist back in the day, two of them actually, that had radio play, which was the Crown Rulers. Shout out to them. Rest in peace to Roz. That's my motherfucking man.
Shout out Crown Rulers.
Rest in peace. And Nicky Rabbit Scratch with Nate. You know, I go Rambo. So again, me just, once I heard music, I just been all the way in on it. I couldn't help it. It was something that I was going to do. I already knew it. But when hip-hop touched me, it just did something to me. It's like, you know, no disrespect to anybody that's on any type of substance, but that was my substance back then. Like, it was just it. Once it hit me, it was embedded in me from the door, and now it's still here. You feel me? Still here.
Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, can't stop, won't stop. I could definitely relate, bro. Real talk, man. You know what I mean? All right, so you've been rapping for a long time. This might be a little I don't know. I'm pretty sure everybody remember they first. So what was your first, you know what I mean? Where was your first performance?
My first performance was in a park called the Clinton Street Park, downtown, from downtown. No, I'm from Canada, but I'm from downtown. You know what I'm saying? So Clinton Street Park.
CMD, stand up.
Yeah, you already. That was my first audience. That was the first time I ever really rapped, because my cousin Sonny and Georgie, they used to rap off the top of the head all the time, had people all fucked up, like, you know, going off. And I used to sit and watch them and see how people used to respond to them and shit. So then I just started, like, practicing and honing in on my craft, like, really, really, really crazy. Then one day, they was out there, they doing their thing, and a motherfucker came right behind them, and I just tore that motherfucking crowd the fuck up and them. To tell you right now, like, they still like, yo, I can't believe you. You know, I give credit where it's due. It wasn't for my cousins giving me that, watching them and doing them and then pushing me like that. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be the motherfucker that I am right now. You know what I'm saying? I like to come at a motherfucker. When I rap, I attack. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I see. I listen. I was this motherfucker like, why I ain't been listening to this shit? What the fuck? Freak, you need your ass whooped. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real though, some shit just need to be in rotation. And like I said, I always listen to artists before I invite them onto the show. I don't support trash. So you know what I mean? I think highly of you, bro. And I think that you will be definitely an inspiration to other motherfuckers too, other artists coming up or whatever. You know what I mean? Because you know, a lot of people really don't know the know-how. They just know how to just go into the studio and make a track. They don't know how to do this. They don't know how to do that.
I don't think they know how to do that right. They just following the trend But, you know, again, when I speak on that, I don't speak in a manner of a disrespectful way. I just think that everything that you need to do, once you start doing it, you got to do it a lot. You got to get in tune with it to become who you are or accustomed to it. You feel me? Like, just like you starting this podcast. How you come off, you know, how you started it. You got to get to someone. Look how it's going to get somewhere later on because of the practice you're putting in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So practice makes perfect. So I think just people just got to take what they take in, make sure it's all wholeheartedly doing it just because they can. Because I'm going to keep it real. When I hear people and they tell me that they rap, I don't give a fuck who it is. It'd be cats that I run into and it'd be like, yeah, I rap too. And I'd be like, spit something. So if you stuck right now and you, that means you're not really a rapper. That means you're doing that other shit that's out right now. You're following the trend. And I'm not disrespecting that. But if you're going to be wholeheartedly with the shit, then you got to take it in and you got to hone in on your craft, man. This shit is just not a game to me. You feel me?
Facts. Most definitely. I had an artist on here, Mont Pope. Shout out to Mont Pope, Big Dummy. He talked about the same thing. He talked about the same thing. How, you know, OG told him, you know, it's, you know, the artists that you see on TV and shit like that, man, they not sitting around just chilling and cooling and shit, nigga. This is what they do every day. Day in, day out. That's what they do. Music all day, every day, day in, day out. You know, that's how they make their bread. That's how they stay on top of the game. They got to. Because you got so many people coming out. You know what I mean? You got to stay different. You got to stay relevant. And, you know, I just feel like you just got to just stay pushing. That's why I always, you know, encourage people to just, you know, artists. But in any avenue, you know what I mean, in the entertainment industry or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, just keep pushing. Keep pushing. Fuck the naysayers. Keep pushing. You feel what I'm saying? That's real talk. So I'm writing about you, man.
You know, the funny thing about it is, you know, we in a whole different era now. We in an era where nothing matters. You know what I'm saying? We in an era where everything is right in your face. It is what it is. There's no downplaying nothing no more. You can't downplay a motherfucker's age. You can't downplay a motherfucker's even the sneakers they put on their feet, shit like that. This ain't them days now. People is fed up with that type of shit. And a lot of that got to do with how we being treated in this country as black people. But I ain't going to go there. It starts with that. But you got a lot of a lot of shit that goes on right now in today's.
Hey, I got the hold on, bro. My bad. I got the You Toxic station for that. Though. I can have you on the guest list on that though. The toxic shit.
I'm with that too.
So we can go in. I'm with the deep topic
I'm with
shit.
That.
You feel me?
I'm with that. We gotta speak on what's going on with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, facts.
You feel
facts,
me?
Facts.
But you know, again, what's just up, to man? Bring it, just to bring back the shit that what I was talking about. You cannot lose. If you want to do something, you can do it. If you want to do hair, it ain't a point where you don't have the know-how out in the platform where you could. You got an Instagram and you braided your sister's hair and now you just showed it off and now 3-4 people want you to braid their hair. This is what you can do. So for motherfuckers to be like, yo, he's still doing this, or if he, one thing I don't get, sis. And I respect this and love people for it, and I know it's God. It's the fact that I still get asked, when is the next shit coming out? When is the new shit? I've never been to do the same. You know, but you know, at the same time, when you do get older, you know, it's like, man, I'm family man now. I'm doing other shit. I'm just trying to just be there for my family. But I'll give you something that hit me hard. Two things that hit me hard. I got to shout out Funch right now. Funch the Camden Kid, little bro. I mean, you played a song earlier.
What up, Funch?
Yeah, shout out Funch.
I want him more here, too. He got to let me know, though. You know, I hit him up, you know. He got to let me know, though.
Yeah, he'll get there. I'm here now. He going to get there. Feel me?
Yeah, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? What's happening?
Hey, bro, get here.
They all come around. That's what it is, man.
All my motherfuckers that I fuck with, get here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't know everybody, but I tell everybody just hit me up. You feel
however it goes, since we going to push it out there, though. We going, you know what I mean?
Fast,
CMD,
fast,
that's
fast.
What it is. Thirsty fast, Thursdays.
But stand the fuck up, man.
Stand the fuck up. We in the fucking building. Let's go. You feel me? Hold on. Let me give some of that fucking. We Thirsty Thursdays. So listen.
Thursday!
I've been doing because my life has changed. I'm not in the street no more. So, you know, I'm not a motherfucker that talks, sis. I'm a motherfucker that does. So people watch me. As opposed to me talking, you watch my moves. So it's not like if I do, I'm here for the youngins. So I'm going to give you that knowledge. I'm going to give you that motherfucker what you need. But the songs that I was doing was a little bit, you know, me, I'm doing my lifestyle. I'm doing songs predicated to my lifestyle now. So the righteous way to go and shit like that. Conscious songs, I'm doing that. Funch said, hey, Shop, I love what you on, bro. I love that you on, you know, you on the positive shit, man, and your life and all this other shit. But he said, we need that hard shit from you still, yo. And I said, oh, shit, he right, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he still need the hard shit, so I got to give it to you. That's me. That's what you said earlier. I'm the type of motherfucker that can go any way with it. You feel me? That's when
versatile, like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Versatile in a motherfucker. And then Najee, shout out to Najee, big bro.
Shout out Najee. What's up, big homie?
Shout out Najee. Shout out Slick. All my people that you like that been in the trenches that did shit. Yeah.
Train. Oh yeah. All right, the big homies. Swag Magazine. Shout out to Swag Magazine. I see they got that little radio drone popping. We need to holler about something though, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Because I got all the artists.
Train, you heard?
I'm doing the homework
get that
for you,
soldier. Homie. I know he gonna be listening to this. Get that soldier. Freaky D can meet you on Thursday. And listen, vice versa. You got music, put it on that own Swag Magazine. You feel me? Swag Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Straight like that.
Now G said to me, he said, Shock, if you quit, then where our music at? You know, the youngins got their music. Where we going to get our music from? We still want to hear that shit. I said, damn, you're right. You feel me? So, message. So, again, I'm going to keep going. I got a hell of a support system. My wife support me like crazy. Motherfucking mad. My mom, she's not here no more, but my mom was hell of a support. You know what I'm saying? One of my biggest fans.
Sorry to hear that, man.
My Finny. Yeah, thanks.
Much love, baby.
Yes,
you already know.
You know. Rest in peace to my mother, man. Sunshine.
Big ups, mom.
Again, you know, I got a lot. I got the city's always supported me. I'm super proud of what I've accomplished in my career. and what I've been able to do for the city of Camden, representing it in a positive manner outside of anything else. I mean, of course, I'm from the street, but I did some major shit in my career. You know, a lot of it has a past situation, but you got to remember, like, I did this shit way before any internet was even thought about. And nice. At the same time, you know, once the internet hit, my number still was high. And my number's still high right now. So if I do something, I'm still touching, you know, shit. That song you played, if it's on Facebook, that shit's sitting at 31,000-something views on Facebook. So it ain't like I don't do the numbers. Numbers speak for themselves. You feel me?
But,
you know, I'm here and I ain't going no motherfucking way. As long as I can speak, I'm going to give it to you.
And you shouldn't, man. So let me ask you, yo, you know, we all, you growing up, we all listened to, you know, we all had our dopest, you know, our rap or whatever rapper we like to listen to, whatever shit like that. You know what I mean? What hip-hop albums did you listen to growing up?
First and foremost, Nas is my all-time favorite rapper.
Nas
is my all-time favorite. I'm going to give you, instead of me telling you what I listen to, because I listen to everything, I used to stand on the block hustling, and I was the first nigga that was listening to, like, MC Shan, like, straight through, and Shan was, like, burying motherfuckers by himself. People don't really go into MC Shan. Shout out to Big Bro. Shout out to Bridgeworth Recording, Mike Funky, the Demo Ware, everybody that I fuck with.
Big God, that's my squad.
Yes, sir. And I was listening, of course, P.E. coming up. See, a lot of people don't get the fact that the reason why Shaq can rap like he do, because I had all of these Wise Intelligent, I had all these other rappers, KRS-One, I had Rakim, I had Big Daddy Kane, I had N.W.A. My motherfucking uncle moved them to Uncle Bounty. Shout out to Uncle Bounty. That motherfucker moved to Cali and came back with a maxi tape. On one side of the maxi tape, it said N.W.A. The other side, it said Eazy-E. I had the shit before motherfuckers even thought of them motherfuckers, sis. And I learned that shit, so when that shit hit, it was like, damn, you know this shit already. Yup. So I had all that shit that I was listening to coming up, and I was just taking that shit in like a baby, as you know how they say sponge, a baby, a sponge.
So I was able
to do that shit and hone in on my craft, like practice. I still practice to this day. Off the top. But Nas is my all-time favorite. I'm going to give you this shit right here, right? It's shit. This is what hip hop does for me. It's shit that will surface, and for me, it'll hit me so hard. I get goosebumps. I'll be ready to punch him off, right?
That part,
I remember when DMX came out when he came out, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. Man, I was ready to beat everybody, and I was in North Carolina at that time pushing my own album. That shit was that. Wu-Tang Clan, when they hit, yo, it was like that. You know what I'm saying? People don't know about, like, Dos Effects and them Onyx. We used to go to Mahone's and rock out. You know what I'm saying? People don't know that music, the music that they got them doing today, and people don't realize this shit. We going to talk on this shit. People don't realize that the people out there, the masses, is using our music against us. And that's why all these children and shit is killing each other off. And they rich youngins. You see what I'm saying? These are rich youngins, but they don't know that they falling into this trap. These little 360 deals come, they don't come once in a lifetime. They just handing them out like a pack of Skittles and shit. Like, and then the next one move, the next one on. I ain't seen one had a record that had more fucking life insurance on some of these artists. And who the fuck does that? So what they gotta understand is you're supposed to take your people, you're supposed to make that money, take advantage of that situation. And then take your people and take them out and live a good life. You feel me? Show them something different. Not be going back to the hood where you get your head knocked off and you got $2-3 million in the bank. Like, you know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. You ain't never supposed to be in that position. Exactly. You get what I'm saying? But
supposed to be a little smarter, bro.
But you know, they don't wanna hear that shit. You know, let's be real. These youngins they different. These youngins is different, man. These youngins different.
Speaking on the youngins and shit, big homie. Like, yo, so listen, right. How you think about the rappers today? Like, how you think about the rappers today? How you feel about the music that's out today compared to, like, I call real. I call real music compared to real music. I mean, there's so many artists that I can't even keep up. Honestly, on some real shit. I don't know if other people feel the same way, but it's like overwhelming for me when it comes to music. I mean, artists, not I music, but how I'm do you feel about
this? This is how I feel about it. A lot of people ask me this question off record. Period. Like a lot of people value my opinion.
You got experience.
I bleed this shit. You feel me? I've been in showers. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting in the shower under the motherfucker, like fucked up, bleeding. I'm sweating and crying for this shit. You feel me? Like the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like this shit.
You was in the shower rapping? You be in the shower rapping?
I stay in the shower rapping. I be shitting rapping.
All right, so we know the process now. I'm sure they was wondering. So we know that we know my man's process now, nigga. He likes to rap in the fucking shower. We heard that shit, bro. I know I heard that shit. I had to ask though, because I'm a curious motherfucker.
Since I wake up and put a rap on my notes thing, John. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, in my dream.
I feel so good. I'm so fresh, so clean.
Yes. But then, the only thing I don't like about today's rap, and it's starting to, if you pay attention, it's starting to circle back. It's starting to come back full surface. So now the lyrics, the beats had them. The hook and the beats had them. And then the mumble shit had it because it was melodic. It went with the beat. So a lot of it just was listening to music in itself. But the difference between what we listen to and what was being made now, and with my only gripe with it, when I came up, you had to have your own style. If you had another nigga style, it was called biting. And then the nigga would get at you because you bit his style. So in that sense, hip hop wasn't founded on biting styles. Hip hop was founded on you being different from the next motherfucker. That's why Dana Dane was Dana Dane. That's why Chuck Rock was Chuck Rock. That's why Dos Effects was Dos Effects. That's why motherfucking Onyx was Onyx. That's why Nas is Nas. And Rakim is Rakim. That's why Outkast is Outkast. And Wu-Tang is Wu-Tang. But all these other motherfuckers sound just like the next motherfucker. I don't know who is who. And all these people surfacing and coming up. But here's the big part, though. I don't know. I don't listen to the radio. So I don't know none of these motherfuckers until they die. No disrespect.
I really
don't know who they are until they say such and such got killed. This one day. Then I swear I hate that I do this. But for some odd reason, I'll go listen to them now to see what this guy is missing. And see what and don't get me wrong, since I may find one, I may find two songs, or I may find something like that Pop Smoke dude. I didn't know shit about Pop Smoke. But then when he got killed and I listened, I was like, yo, I fuck with this nigga, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then King Von, I got a couple joints off of him. It's a couple motherfuckers that I got like one or two songs that I would download, you know, stream or whatever, buy, however it go, because I'm always support and gravitated to them. But I'm gonna give you a line that describes exactly how I was saying them. I said, create the path and they just take it and run with it. That's why they sound the same when they mumbling. You see what I'm saying? So what I mean is that once they open that lane for all these youngins to go in, all they did was just follow that path and they just stayed on course with it. So nobody's doing nothing different. You see what I'm saying? But at this time, it's selling. At some point, they all going to be like, damn, what the fuck? I really got to learn how to rap because it's coming back to that. And I'll tell you, like T-Pain. T-Pain was using the auto-tunes, right? The crazy shit about T-Pain, he would make hits doing that shit. But if you take the auto-tunes away from him, that motherfucker really can sing. You see what I'm saying? And that's the difference between these youngins now. These youngins can't sing, but this shit ain't hip hop. It's a singing form of how they doing the shit, like Nelly. Like Nelly was doing it, but Nelly was the only Nelly. You follow me? Yeah, Nelly, he rich and doing what he do because Nelly was the only Nelly. Now you got all these motherfucking T-Pains and all these motherfuckers just like, if I want to hear Beanie and then you start rapping like Beanie, why the fuck I need to listen to you? I'm going to just keep listening to Beanie. Like,
exactly. Exactly. Everybody following trends instead of creating them.
Instead of creating them, exactly. They're not making their own lane. They just following. But you know, again, when some motherfucker buy see a pair of Jordans, they another nigga want them too. So they all buying the Jordans. When the nigga see a nigga's wearing what's this no cap shit, everybody no capping now. When this is what they do is a trend. At some point, I thought killing each other was a trend because this shit's out of hand.
Yeah, facts. It definitely got to be a trend or something.
It got to be something. Like, what the fuck?
I want to live. I want to live. You feel me? I want to live and have mad motherfucker fun on this earth while I'm here. Fuck that shit. You only get one shot at this thing called life, man. You feel what I'm saying? You're supposed to ride this bitch till the wheels fall off.
That's it.
Words of Martin Lawrence. Shout out to Martin Lawrence, to the next.
Shout out to the next, my motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But you got to pass it on to your youngins. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You don't want to leave here understanding that your youngins ain't going to be right when you leave. You want to pass something along that they know. And then at the same time, have them proud of you, which they are.
All right, what I'm saying? Listen. Yeah, bro, I feel you, bro. One doubt, me, all doubt, man. I mean, all the way. Listen, I hope everybody that's listening and tuning in this shit, man, if they not tuning in, not right at the moment or whatever, they see this shit in the future and shit, make sure y'all like, comment, and share, man, and continue to tune in to Thirsty Thursdays and shit with your host, Freaky Deep, the one and only Tall, Skinny, and Only Would It Be Like Homie, a.k.a. Snacks. Special guest tonight, Legendary Kill, man. Hope y'all motherfuckers is tuning in, CMD. Man, y'all definitely better pull the fuck up, man. Stop fucking playing. God damn. Fuck, yo. We need support in our own city, man. Everybody supporting everybody but us. Fuck we talking about? Fuck y'all on. Take time y'all on, man.
You know, they always catch you on late.
Time. You be like, I'm on New York time. What type time you motherfuckers on, yo? You feel me? Like,
so, yo, I'm moving up.
Yeah. Then they gonna be like, yo, but freak, I was busy. Where I ain't had the app on my phone, man. Get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna hear that shit. Listen, man.
That comes with the territory.
So, yeah, so like I mean I know I know you the you met different known celebrities, artists or whatever and shit like that or whatever, but you know which ones that you haven't collabed with already that you would like to collab with in the future?
Honestly, if I could collab with anybody right now. As far as like celebrity wise, because I want to collab with everybody that's doing something in the city.
Fast.
That's one. So if I haven't collabed
first,
with them, I
heard it first.
And they, you know, holler at me, man. Just send this shit to me. LegendaryShaquille@yahoo.com. Send this shit to me. I'll get it back to you ASAP. You know what I'm saying? But I believe, honestly, J. Cole, and Nas. I would love to do something with Nas, and I would love to do something with J. Cole.
J. Cole? Definitely J. Cole. Me too. And both Nas, both of them, they some dope-ass artists, man. Real tough, man. I'm inspired by motherfucker Busta.
And, you know, Busta Rhymes. Like, honestly, people don't know that I used to live in Hollywood when I was in, I was signed to LaVert, and rap this singing group, LaVert, Joe LaVert. Shout out to them. Mark Gordon, Joe LaVert, Sean LaVert, rest in peace to them. But we lived in Hollywood.
Rest in peace.
Me and Bum Beat, we lived in Hollywood for like 2 years with them, you know. And we got to perform and open up for Busta Rhymes on the Sunset Boulevard at the House of Blues.
Oh, well, this is dope. That's what's up. Yeah.
And the crazy shit is, on that day I met Busta Rhymes, when he liked about our performance was the energy. And then Buster said to me, the one thing you always want to do is make sure, I don't care if you go on first or last, that the motherfuckers that got to go on after you, make sure that they know that's going to be a motherfucking problem. Let the people feel your energy. Let them know you was here. You see what I'm saying? And I like what y'all did. So that was big shit for me, because Buster was like, he was like at the epitome of his career at that time, like tip top, you know what I mean? So to open up for somebody and not have an album out or anything like that, open up for somebody like him, It was actually him and Foxy Brown we opened up for.
Big up. That's what's up.
Yeah, yup. Opened up for the Alcoholics. Back then, on the same Sunset Strip, I opened up for the Wu-Tang Clan on Houdini. Okay. It was actually the Billboard Live back then on Sunset Boulevard, like all on the strip, Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, so you've been on the strip. So you've been on my back cutting you off. So you've been on the strip. You seen the stars and all that shit, right?
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah. I fought at the Hollywood Palladium and shit.
I
stayed on the Sunset Boulevard though. I stayed in the hotel on the Sunset Boulevard. But yeah, hell yeah. I had a chance to walk through Hollywood.
That shit ain't nothing like that shit. Am I right, yo?
Facts, we lived that shit for
2 years. You see what I'm saying? Like walking past that Palladium was beautiful.
The crazy shit about it was that I knew nothing about the fucking Palladium. Like so I'm telling motherfuckers like, yeah, I'm fighting at the Palladium in Hollywood and shit. Motherfuckers like the Palladium?
Yeah.
I ain't know nothing about that shit. Like, yeah, so motherfuckers like, yo, that's a big shit freak. Like I'm like, well, I guess so. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I always downplay everything. And motherfuckers be like, yo, that's dope as fuck, freak. I be like, I know, right? Like, yeah, I be cocky. But I just be, I don't do shit for compliments and shit.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm the same way. You know, that's why when motherfuckers be like, you was around this person, that was around, you know, at the same time, I always felt like I was them anyway. You know what I'm saying? I've never been starstruck. Yeah. Yeah. I never been starstruck and nothing like that, nigga. Listen, my shit just ain't shine yet. I'm a star, but I ain't shine as much as yours. That's how I feel. You know what I mean?
Facts. It's gonna shine
because the sun shine on everybody. That motherfucker ain't hot for nobody.
Everybody.
You feel me?
Real tough, man. As far as the people that's listening in and shit like that, man, where can they see you? You know, where can they see you as far as your next album, your next single, or anything like that, or whatever?
So right now, I got a ton of music on all platforms. Of course, a lot of them is old, but I got a lot of collaborations with a lot of people. I got a song out with my man Smo. Got like 2 songs out with him. I got a song out with my man from the Bronx, Days the Nomad. I got a song with Sonya Blade from Brooklyn entitled Oh My God. I got a song out called Compare the Time with Eddie Camden's own Eddie Davis singing on the hook, produced by, you already know, K-Ism.
Shout out to Eddie Davis. Shout out to Eddie Davis.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Shout out K-Ism. I got a song with my youngin, man. It's my motherfucker. A lot of people don't realize he got a lot of talent. I like his drive. He called himself Donnie Billions. You know what I'm saying? But that's my motherfucker. We got a joint out right now. That's crazy. That's real crazy.
Flash. Johnny Millions.
Donnie Billions.
Oh, yep. Donnie Billions. Donnie Billions. Shout out to Donnie Billions. My bad. I'm here multitasking and shit, bro. I'm trying to put some good music on the back and shit, you feel me, at the same time. But, man, hell yeah, man. Go on, man. I'm sure the people that's watching this shit intrigued this shit, man. Like I said, I hope you seen the comments on the bottom and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
anybody that's watching, tuning in this shit, man, if you got any questions for the bro, man, definitely, you know what I mean? Ask him. Don't be shy and shit, you know what I mean? Even if you want to pop in and talk to us on live and shit, show your little monkey-ass face and shit, you know what I mean? Hi, shit, motherfucking girl, yeah. Just hit me up in the comments, yeah. Stop playing, dog. And pull the fucking drink, yo. You might not be fucking sober watching this shit, man. It's Thirsty Motherfucking Thursdays on a Friday day. And we all love Fridays. You feel me? So pull the fuck up, man. We ain't done yet.
And now,
like, the night gonna be lit. Go ahead, bro.
And I don't even drink like that, but I found my wife had something in the motherfucking in the refrigerator. Let me fucking toss something up, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, hold on. Let me pull up with something,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But, I like to ask crazy questions and shit. Like, you know what I mean? So what's your alter ego and shit? You know what I mean?
Cool. Me? Yeah, my like alter ego.
Yeah, your alter ego. Yeah, yeah. I'm interested. I
want to know. I'm gonna be honest. Like my alter ego, people don't want that one. Like I'm not. Huh?
You like Hitchcock?
Yeah, like sis. Like my alter ego is. Listen, example. Like when you around me, I'm the thoroughest motherfucker you want to know. When you violate me, I'm not the nigga you want to motherfucking know, like at all.
I hear that.
Sometimes you ain't had shit to do. This is crazy. When I told my man this, he's like, "Yo, you crazy, Shock?" I said, "Nah, just that's somebody in me." I could be talking to a motherfucker, be standing there. It'd be regular, sis. It'd be regular, and ain't nothing to do with nothing, but something in my head saying, "Punch this motherfucker in the face." Some just be like punch him in the face, like just punching. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like you just talking, it could be my brother. Like that shit crazy.
I can definitely think it, yo.
My whole shit is just try to be me and maintain, like you said, yo, I'm silly, I'm fun. I like having fun, you know what I'm saying? But again, man, I just want motherfuckers to understand, like, you gotta be yourself at all times. You gotta be yourself.
Facts.
You gotta be yourself. Stop trying to impress these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers don't give two shits about how you act or how you be and what you've done or what. These motherfuckers don't care. Stop trying to impress these motherfuckers.
You gotta be comfortable.
Stop worrying about what a motherfucker think about you, too.
You gotta be comfortable with being yourself. You gotta be comfortable. That's all I'm about to say. You gotta be comfortable with being yourself. Like, I don't give a fuck. Motherfuckers have said all type of shit about me through the years. But one thing they won't say, they be like, yo, that motherfucker bitch cool to the motherfucker. Like, funny as fuck. You know what I mean?
That's two. That's two. One is they won't say it in your face.
And whatever else they got to say, they won't say it in my face either.
And that's my point.
That's what I'm about to say. I agree with you, bro.
They gonna say, yo, he cool as a motherfucker. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's two, but one, whatever they said bad, ain't gonna say it in my motherfucking face.
Say that, you know what shit. I'm saying? CMD standing fuck up. Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all know what the fuck it is. But your host, one and only Tall, Skinny, and Bony, what it be like, homie, man? Pull up with the fucking drinks, man. We ain't done yet. We just pull getting up. Fucking started, man. Hey, man, so let me ask you, man. I know you write all different type of music and shit, yo. Mm-hmm. So I had to make sure that was you playing in the back and not nobody else, because YouTube be tripping on me sometimes. But anyway,
I got
you playing in the background because you dope as fuck. Fuck that. That's why. Man, it's your time. But listen, bro, as far as your music, man, like, where do you get your inspiration from? Because I done heard, like, different vibes from you. Like I said, you spoke of versatility earlier and shit, you know what I mean? How you versatile in the motherfucking shit, you know what I mean? So where your inspiration come on both notes and shit? Like, how can you turn switch off, bro? Because you, like, gangster as fuck, and then you be going on some family shit. Like, I love you, mom.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just, like, again, I'm just being me. You know, I'm a motherfucker that bleed. I'm not a motherfucker that don't know that anything can happen to me. So at that, you know, with me being saying that, I'm gonna give you every last ounce of me. I'm gonna give you what comes out of me. So I'm a motherfucker that got a heart. I'm a motherfucker that got a mom. I'm a motherfucker that had a dad that really wasn't there. I'm a motherfucker that got a kid, got kids. I'm a motherfucker that got brother, sister, you know, friends that you know, fuck me and, you know, did shit behind my back. You know, I'm just a motherfucker that's gonna give you every aspect of what I've been going through, and at the same time, I'm just a relatable motherfucker. So when I write, most of the time, if it's a beat that I'm feeling, then that beat gives me exactly what I need. So most of the time, sis, I can sit here and write something directly down because I might have seen something something that I didn't like. Something that rubbed me the wrong way and shit.
Facts.
You know, I'll write that shit right then and there, and then put a cadence to the motherfucker. And again, for people that don't know about hip hop and how to put rap together, when you talk about flow, the cadence is what you put together when you're putting a rhyme together on a beat. It's called a cadence. So it's not just your head's flow. You got to come up with a cadence first to go with the beat. You know what I'm saying? So most of these motherfuckers got the same type of motherfucker. It's just still going. But again, back to me, and my creativity is always what I'm feeling for that day. If I'm pissed off, I'm going to give you some of that. If I'm motherfucking feeling it, inspired by another nigga that I heard, or youngin', like, I'm like, oh, I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, again, and if it's something that I feel you need to hear, I'm going to definitely give you that. You get what I'm saying?
No doubt.
There's nothing I can't do. I think I've been touched by God like that. That's one talent that I had that I'm grateful for. I can go anywhere on any beat. I don't give a fuck what it is. R&B, gospel, country. It doesn't matter what the fuck. I rapped in the car with my grandson the other day all the way down the highway. You know who I was playing? Mozart. It was Mozart.
Oh, sorry.
And he's like, yo, you listening to him? He's like, you listening to Mozart? And I'm like, yeah. And then I just start rapping all the way down the highway. To Mozart.
To Mozart?
Anything. To Mozart. Dead ass.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. That's impressive, man. That's impressive to the motherfucker, man. Let me ask you, yo. You know what I mean? I know you married, but I'm still going to ask you because I always ask motherfuckers this shit. I'll be liking to ask them this shit. Like, you know what I mean? If you could date any celebrity without getting shot by your wife, Cynthia. Big up Miss Cynthia Nelson. You feel what I'm saying? I said the right last name, right?
Yeah, you right. Yep. You
okay, right. All right. That's my homegirl. That's what's up, nigga. You snatched the fuck up.
Yeah,
you headlocked that shit. Like, hold up, nigga. Y'all better back the fuck up, nigga. I'm shocked. You know, fuck you up, homie. Fuck out of it. It was like, yo, all right, son. All right. We good, nigga. No, we good. But nah, big shout out to her and that shit, man. Like, nah, but for real, though, if you could date any celebrity, you know what I mean? If you was single or if, you know what I mean, you wasn't, then you was fucking, you know what I mean? And you boop, boop, boop. And nah, I'm just saying. Nah, I said the first part. I was fucking with you, nigga. I was fucking with him, Cynthia.
No, you know, she know.
But, you know, if you could
date. She left, but I'm going to tell you. She would tell you. She would be able to tell you. I got a fucking big thing for Brandy. I love Brandy.
You like Brandy? Okay. Old school. That's what's up. And you love black women. That's what I respect, man. Big up to Shaquille, man. He love black women, y'all.
That's great.
What's up, Brandy. Big out to Shaq. Big shout out to Brandy, too, girl.
I love you some Brandy. You got me blushing this shit.
I got to blush. Hey, yo, speaking of smiles and shit, though, right? Yo, on the real, I always thought that you, you already reminded me of Steve Harvey. You ever get that?
It's one time somebody said that. Some girl, Darcelle said that. You know Darcelle. Yeah, Darcelle said that one time. She'd be like, Shaq, you know, you look like Steve Harvey. I'd be like, Steve Harvey? Like,
yeah.
Motherfuckers say I look like Donovan McNabb one time. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers is tripping.
Nah, Steve Harvey, most definitely. Steve Harvey, I see that shit. Steve Harvey, most definitely. I see that all day.
Like, I don't know where that's at, though, but it's all
like,
good.
I'm like, he's like a star. He's a star. It's like, Steve, what the fuck are you talking about? Nigga, like, you know what I mean? So let me ask you, man, yo, what's your plans for the future, man? What's your plans, and what can your fans, as soon to be fans, man, expect from you, man? What's going on?
Right now, so again, all the music that I'm doing with a lot of these artists is trying to just, you know, keep my juices flowing, and then I'm working on my own shit right now because the Legendary album is like the most classic album the city has ever produced. I gotta, you know, be real. Me and my man Stingray, my brother, we're working on a whole live album. This album's gonna be all live instruments. Sort of like the Unplugged, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the next project. I got an artist that's out of the Philippines right now that's doing big things. Named E Liz. Check her out. E Liz. Shout out to E Liz. What up, sis?
E Liz. Shout out to E Liz.
She can sing her ass off. She's a Filipina singer, Filipino artist. And she living in Japan. So we got a tour coming up called the E Liz Underworld Tour in like September. We're going to be in the Philippines and we're going to be in Japan in September. So I got to get geared up for that. Me and my man, One Way, another artist from Camden. That's doing his thing. I'll get him to come, you know, have him hit you up too. He's big motherfucking people. Nice artist. He got a couple of albums out on YouTube too. But again, I'm making sure shit stay in place, sis. I'm gonna work on this podcast. I got this documentary coming up because everybody training, everybody was saying like my story is crazy. It needs to be put out there. So I've been writing it, kind of like writing it down, putting it together. There's so much shit that I've done in my career, so much that I accomplished, you know. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm still here, sis. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here. And I'm still
here. You still here. You still pushing. People tuning in. Anybody that's just tuning in, let y'all know it's an interactive motherfucking platform and shit. Y'all got any questions for the big bro? You feel what I'm saying? Just yo, holler at me. Holler at him in the comments and shit, man. He's seeing everything that's being typed in the shit, man. Get with us. Pull up with a fucking drink, man. Don't be on no sober shit, man. This ain't no AA fucking meeting. This is Thursday, nigga, on a Friday. Stop fucking playing with me, man. With my motherfucking guest, legendary Shaquille, man. Pull the fuck up, man. Stop playing, man. Like this shit, share this shit, comment, or hate. Whatever. Rock your fucking
yeah, whatever.
You think, yo, listen, but definitely know anybody that's out there that's looking to get some exposure and shit, man. Tell me, definitely hit us up, man. You hit me up, inbox me, whatever, and I get you on the shit, man. Get you that exposure and shit. So as far as collaborating. I know you said you collaborate with a lot of people. I'm still looking for my chance. But who you looking forward to doing a collaboration with, though? You know what I mean?
Honestly, I got a couple joints coming up with a lot of people that don't even realize it. Like I turned down opportunities once COVID came. So and it was some good names. Like I know how the industry works. So I'm not the type of artist that's going to sit around here and act like, you know, I don't. First of all, excuse my language, I ain't no dick rider at all, so I'm not chasing nobody to be on nothing, or you're going to be on something that I got, and I'm going to make sure that you get taken care of. You want me to be on something that you got, depending on what it is, what the circumstances is, you got me free, or put the motherfucking money up, you feel me? But honestly, I just want to work with people that's real, real hungry and doing it the right way, that's doing it properly. You know, I've been doing shit with people, and then I wasted that verse. Like,
and I'm about to say that.
Give them their verse, and then, you know, put it on somebody else shit because I ain't hear it on this motherfucking shit. You get what I'm saying? Just be real with the shit. Put the shit out. Do the shit properly. Do it right. Go hard. You want me on the motherfucker? You know, I ain't got time to be bullshitting with people. That's just facts. It. I'm gonna motherfucking do what I can with motherfuckers, and again, I got a lot of love. I got a big following. I ain't no motherfucking. I'll be honest with you. Motherfuckers think you gotta make it. When they say make it, I'll be like, I don't understand what y'all mean by that. So I guess you gotta be like a super millionaire to make it or whatever. I don't
Kanye,
know.
You know, but you gotta be Kanye or somebody.
Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
again,
yeah.
I sold a lot of records. And I'm still selling records, and I'm still not, I don't need for nothing. I never paid for studio time ever in my life, and my catalog is like 300 plus songs. Like,
That's what's up, man. Speaking of your catalog, man, you know, I also put the links. I got to update a lot of joints, but I'm saying I post the links to people and shit, you know, where people can find their music at or whatever. I'm sure you got a home, a spot or whatever, but people can find your music at, right, bro?
Yeah, for the most part, I kept everything simple. So it's basically Legendary Shaquille at everything. You know what I'm saying? Except for my Facebook. Keelan Nelson is my Facebook. And of course, Facebook only go up to 5,000 people. So if you go there, and you know, I knock some people off, the friend motherfuckers, friend real people. But Instagram is Legendary Shaquille. Twitter is Legendary Shaquille. TikTok. A lot of that shit I'm not real savvy with, sis. So I don't really float with a lot of, just like we took all this time to get on this shit. You feel me? Because I'm not really computer or all that shit savvy, but everything.
But all my music is on Spotify. We hear it, big homie.
Yeah, fuck it.
We on this bitch like that. I told you we gonna make this shit happen. Now fuck that shit. Freak don't never get the fuck up.
Sometimes it ain't on us.
It was meant to be, though. You know what I mean? Nah. Bullshit, man. But it is what it is. I keep pushing. I encourage pushing, so I gotta keep pushing. You feel me? For y'all,
they gotta make sure this one thing. that they say the name correctly. It's Shaquill, S-H-A-K-I-L. You got Legendary Tour, it's Legendary Shaquill. So if you go and you're looking for my shit, look up on Spotify, look up on SoundCloud, look up on YouTube, look up on, it's either going to be Shaquill, S-H-A-K-I-L, or Legendary Shaquill. You see what I'm saying? And again, for everybody that got the music and they want to get with me, Legendary Shaquill at yahoo.com. It's just that simple.
That simple, man.
I'm on as every platform.
On all platforms, y'all heard it first right here on Thirsty Thursdays with your host Freaky Deep, man. Real talk, man. Before we finish up,
shit, I'm the first nigga on the motherfucking. I'm the first nigga. I'm MySpace. I had like 400,000 fucking followers. You know what I'm saying?
On MySpace,
I'm the first nigga. Yeah, I'm the first motherfucker. Yeah, I'm the first nigga that had iTunes.
Y'all better pull the fuck up. Look at my numbers
from back then, sis. 100,000, 46, 50,000, 60,000 from back then when they first started YouTube. Come on, man. They better fucking ask somebody.
Yeah, that's right. You're taking it way back. Fuck out of here. Y'all better know when the platform first started. That's what motherfuckers supposed to have got on, though. You feel what I'm saying? On the real, like, shit. Yeah. Real talk,
but, you know, at the same time, again, what people don't understand is just that the easy part is going in the studio and rapping. The easy part is rapping. The hard part is the business part. And that's why I guess where they so-called would call make it. But ain't nobody just going to dangle a dollar over my motherfucking head and push it away. Like, you know, that ain't going to be it's not me. That's why I don't really fuck with a lot of people. I don't sell dreams. A lot of people want me to co-sign them. A lot of people want me to manage them. A lot of people want to sign. I got a label. I got a Legendary Music. I got my Godzilla
label under my imprint. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
We putting out shit. You know what I'm saying? We putting out shit. I got Tayana right now. Shout out to Tayana, my goddaughter. She got R&B.
Shout out Tayana.
She's killing them, doing her motherfucking thing, man. Like, she really that work right now, for real. That's she that work. Man. And this shit ain't auto-tune. She talented. She singing. She coming with that shit.
Let me get that info. Let me get up on the show, bro.
On YouTube, on Facebook, it's Tyonna, T-Y-O-N-N-A.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? And on Instagram is Happy Todd. You know what I'm saying? But again, that's Terrence's niece too. You feel me?
Man, that's what it is, man. Oh, you say it's Terrence's niece?
Yeah, it's Terrence's niece. That's OG's daughter.
Oh, I know you're talking about, man, about nine shit. You talking about, I know she's saying,
yeah. she got music out, sis, that's banging. She got music out.
I ain't know that. I'm a head like my baby daddy then. I'm going to have to call him after this show. I'm going to show him what I'm working with and shit.
No doubt. Shout out to bro, man.
Shout out to the Don't Listen Podcast. Stop fucking playing, cause we both like what? Yo, if you trying to get your music out there, man, I'm not the only platform out there, but he's definitely a platform you want to definitely reach out to. Definitely shout out to him. Definitely supportive of what the brother doing as well, man. Like I said, Don't Listen Podcast at Don't Listen Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, for every platform as far as I know, YouTube as well. So definitely check out the brother, you know what I mean, for definitely another interview from the brother, the Legendary Shaquill, you know what I'm saying? I think am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, you said it right.
All right, you already heard this shit, right? So the brother said I said that shit right, man. So make sure y'all tune in and shit, man. So, you know, moving on to shit, man, you know what I mean? How do you think your music impact the society?
I think it impacted, I know it already. You know, I got crazy followings. I think I'm the most supported. The city of Camden is like one of the hardest cities to please. The people in that city is like one of the hardest cities to please when it comes to doing something, like when you putting shit together. And I had no issues at all. Like, that city supported me wholeheartedly, so I knew I had something. And then everywhere I've been, man, you know, I've been Germany, I've been Paris, I've been Africa. I got music all over the place, you know what I'm saying? All through the country. It ain't just sitting here. And I did this shit on foot. We was driving around when it was then. We ain't had no internet. We did all this shit moving around out of the trunk of the car doing this shit. You feel me?
So straight hustling. Straight hustling. That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Straight hustling, man. Always being connected, getting connected with different motherfuckers, you know, linking up with people, just networking with people from different parts that was doing it. I was, you know, I had a nice moment. I had a nice run. I ain't gonna hold you. And there's never been a time when motherfuckers had made me feel like I, you know, I wasn't doing what I needed to do in this music game with this hip hop shit, and being a representative of Camden. Like, that's one thing I'm not. Still the same thing. Motherfuckers want you to not. They want you to go verify somewhere else because it has a different impact on your career. But you know, that's not the way to go about it. You can't. Like Tasha Smith, she made sure she say she from Camden. You feel me?
Fact.
Motherfuckers want you to say you from Philly and shit like that because Philly got.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the thing, man. You know,
I went through that. I went through that when I was boxing, bro. And I cut you up. When I was boxing. Like, yeah, I was boxing shit. Soon as I started boxing, like in the West Coast, like in Vegas and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Soon as they start flying me out and shit like that or whatever, they was like, "Yo," and my trainer, I was like, "Yo." They had just did it on one fight, and I ain't even recognize it until I start showing people at home the fight and shit. They was like, "Yo," the first thing motherfuckers realized, they didn't give a fuck about the fight and that shit. It was like, "Yo, why the fuck that shit say you from Philly though, freak?"
Yeah, that shit crazy.
They ain't like that shit, and then I hit my trainer like, "Yo, why they say I was from Philadelphia and shit?" Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, it did say I was from Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was like, you know what I mean? Like, and he explained it to me about selling tickets, this and that, or whatever, and shit like that, whatever. And I was just like, "Nah, man. If we going to do this shit in Vegas, man, I need that shit to stay Camden, New Jersey." You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's why I got robbed for some things.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on one second. Give me a second, real quick. I'll step away real fast.
Say Facebook user. But anyway, you know, no problem. Appreciate you. I think we almost done. He shouted you out though.
All right, so yeah, bro. I got some fans just pulled up. I just got some fans just pulled up and shit, like, you know.
Yeah.
They wanna jump in and they just came in the studio. So that somebody was just knocking and shit. My bad for the viewers and shit. My bad stepping the
window
and shit. Yeah, so yeah, man. Oh, TP in the building. What's up, TP? Don't listen podcast.
Oh, TP, no doubt. There it is.
Man, most definitely, man.
Yo, bro, love you back, bro.
You already know this shit, man. So listen, man. You know, what you feel is the role in social media? You know what I mean? As far as in the industry, I mean, because you know, when we came up, we didn't have that. We didn't have the industry. We didn't have none of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? We ain't have no internet to promote our music on and none of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? We ain't had none of that shit, you feel me? So, you know, how you think that is? I mean, what's the difference compared to, you know what I mean, then and now?
You know, it's a major difference because now, you know, at the same time, to put music out, to get it to people's hands, you ain't got to do all the footwork. Like I just said, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And this was 2005 when I released the Legendary album. We were still moving in the car. We were still going out in the truck. With boxes of CDs and shit, going to different places, hanging up posters and all that other shit. Now, you got the internet, you know what I mean? You just put your poster up on the what's it called, and have it shared, put put that out there like that. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you're shooting videos. Shout out to Urban Expressions. I was shooting videos.
Shout out to Urban Expressions. Urban Expressions. I remember them.
On the platform for us back in the day to, you know, get it seen. And it's still motherfuckers to this day still come to me that was locked up and shit like that. Like, yo, man, I remember that Urban Expressions shit. That was like the highlight of the motherfucking time, man, because, you know, they had you the whole show. The whole show was on you, and you was repping Camden, you know what I'm saying? And we niggas was down, you feel me? And then niggas that was, of course, everything go through the pen back then. Word of mouth, like, went through the pen. So, you know what I mean? I had a nice big following all through the, especially in New Jersey, because of the following from the segment and the shows from Urban Expression. So definitely shout out to them and love to them. But with the internet now, you know, Urban Expression is like the entire internet. So once I put it up again, like Facebook, I put something on YouTube, and I don't really push YouTube like that. I'm on Facebook all the time. So I could put something up, sis, and it'll get like maybe 5,000, 10,000 views, 3,000 views. But if I put it up on Facebook, it's like 30,000, 40,000, you know what I'm saying, views, shit like that. Like, but that's the best part about it. You can put it on Twitter. You can put it on people
different,
going to see
different platforms,
LinkedIn, everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get to see it, and you don't have to go nowhere but put a touch of your finger or things like that. Just put the work in and show it to everybody. And, again, I think it's the greatest thing that can happen for people like, entrepreneurs starting businesses and stuff like that. Look at you. You got shit that you started sitting in your room. Think about back and sitting in your crib or how you got it set up. Think about if you was trying to do this.
Cooling how I be cooling. Yeah. Cooling how I be cooling.
Really shop.
Drinking and shit.
Yeah. Look at Dirty
Thursdays.
Drinking and shit.
Motherfuckers on a fucking Friday because it's my way. So I'm fucking playing with me, bro. It was a
I'm going to tell you some real shit. Watch this. A lot of people don't realize that. I don't know if motherfuckers ever. I watch a lot of movies, though. So I don't know if people ever realize that. You saying this, asking me this question. This is a major situation when it comes to this shit you doing right now. Back in the day, there was a movie called Wayne's World. And motherfuckers don't understand it. They shot that down in their basement the same way you shooting this shit right now. But they had to get it to a platform television-wise, like televised in some sense. They didn't have no YouTube. They didn't have no motherfucking
shit like that.
You feel me? Live. They didn't have no live shit like right now. You get what I'm saying? So that's the difference. That's a prime example of the difference between what is now from what is back then and how things are. And you can, man, listen, they making millionaires. People not taking record deals. Yeah, motherfuckers is actually selling motherfucking records without taking record deals. So,
right,
you know,
on this,
independent,
man.
Is different. You feel me?
So let me ask you real fast, not cutting you off though, bro, because I want to get some information from you before I bring on this next artist and shit, but it's a producer. But anyway, listen, right, I wanted to know, right, do you know anything about the NFTs?
Yeah, I heard about that. My man's at work told me about that. Mondo. Shout out to Mondo. He was telling me about the NFTs. Mondo was telling me that's training them partner with Swag Magazine. Does a lot of the artistry and stuff like that. But he was telling me about the NFTs, sis. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm geared up on that shit. You feel me? But
it's
you can
money.
Yeah, it's money. You selling songs and shit like that direct, like that shit dope.
Listen, I'll talk to you about that off on another note and shit off the
no doubt, no doubt, no
but,
doubt.
I got some input on that and how to get that popping, man. And I think that's something that if we don't do a joint venture with it, like even I'm just not just talking to you, I'm talking about other dope artists like Big Lou and, you know what I mean, other cats, Train, you know what I mean, Stingray, Cats, Chris Cream, right. Shout out to Chris Cream, shout out to Stingray, shout out to High Mills, shout out to Funch, shout out to so many motherfuckers, T. Porter, shout out to
Porter
a lot of motherfuckers I fuck
T.
with,
Porter,
many of the flyers, you feel what I'm saying, shout out, Real shout Rock, you know what I mean? Shout out to D-Ran. Shout out to motherfucker Cooley. You know what I mean? Shout out to motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many motherfuckers and shit, man. Shout out to my so nigga many. HD. You know what I'm saying, man? Shout out to all you motherfuckers, man. Y'all better stop playing. Y'all better stop. Y'all better fuck with
Gina
me.
Gina Davis. Yo.
Shout out to Gina Davis and shit, man. Y'all better fuck with me, man. You better fuck. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna fuck with you. I'm just gonna be a little too busy. Fuck with you. That's what I'm saying. Y'all better get... Y'all better real talk, man. Real talk. Right? This shit crazy, man.
Shout out Naya G.
Shout out to Naya G, man. Real talk, man. Shout out to everybody, man.
Everybody's doing their thing.
Real talk. Doing anything that's pushing, man. Keep shout pushing this shit, man.
Remember. Me and E-Liz is a European artist from Philippines, singer, phenomenal. He just did a remix of the song that I did with Gilly called "Won't Stop, Can't Stop, Won't Stop," and that's just crazy. So be on the lookout for that. And again, we great take this tour.
You said with Gilly, right?
Coming up soon. Yeah, I did the joint with Gilly the Kid called "Can't Stop, Won't Stop." But we shot that in the had Gilly in the Sycamore Core project with it, man. Rest in peace to J. Rue. Shout out to Gilly the Kid. Wallow, man. I love Wallow. Wallow, a thorough motherfucker, man.
Yo, he a real nigga.
Real motherfucker.
Right there. I was in his video, Get Down on the Ground. I remember I was standing outside the joint.
Again, I gotta shout my motherfucking niggas that came up with me, the Nut House. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely shout out to Nut House. He definitely real dude, though.
Dominating MCs.
I ain't even know a nigga, and he came up and acknowledged me and shit, so I thought that was real about him and shit, man.
That's what's up.
Real dude and shit. Give me 1 second and shit. I'm trying to put something else back on for you and shit.
Doomsday Projects. You know what I mean? Shout out Sycamore Projects. My hood,
the joint once it's called Won't Stop with Gilly.
Shout out Stingray, Drop Zone Studio, shout out Rick Stills, Bad Ricky, shout out Bad Ricky. Peace with up, Philly. Yeah, you know the dilly. Brisk, they on chili. Flow, sick of thing. Corey Gunn and a milli. Regulate with a posse. You get a kid, I'm Billy. Figure, deal me, I'm really not to be taken lightly. People say I'm the best. Really, I think I might be. Recipe for success. Never stop me. Y'all heard this shit first on Thirsty Motherfucker Thursday. This shit motherfucker host.
Figgy Dick. One and only tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie? Fuck with me. AKA Snacks. Let's show ass with the whole motherfucker. Pull up. We ain't playing. Special guest. Camden Zone. Legendary shit. Kill motherfuckers, man. Pull up, man. You heard? Hey. We lit.
Shake 'em more in the building. That's some people like.
Hey, this shit lit. You already know, man. Hold up. We ain't done yet. Thirsty Thursdays. Chick girl, freaky deep. Pull up. With them drinks. With that weed.
Shout out Kevin Marshall. Flashy.
Y'all know this shit, man. Rest in peace to Ant Live. Oh, man. Definitely to the big homie, man. Real tough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out my bro, Mike G. But now that I'm good, it's like Mike's nervous. Cause when you're doing good, like the circus, it might trick it. But I ain't aiming for a box. The failure is not an option, I'm aiming for the top, y'all. Still standing, I'm planning to make it out. My advantage is my experience, who came in and spit about. Plus, the night is a bro, man. Listen, yo. I'm going to do something for it. Look at you when you see me. See, I won't.
My podcast is untraditional and shit. That's why I don't do
Yo, that. Listen, if y'all ain't got shit to do, you know what I mean? Go check out my motherfucking nephew, Gio. He be doing his joint, and he be having these events at the Camden Arts Yard, yo. While I'm on here, y'all, he having a good time there.
Definitely, man.
Definitely support my man, High Millions. I got to shout High Millions out. That's my motherfucking bro, man.
Shout out to High Millions.
Mother too. You know what I mean?
Definitely shout out to the bro, man. He been getting it for a long time. Like, you know what I mean? I got you still playing in the back, because this is how we gonna go out with the motherfucking bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, stop playing with us, man. Listen, man. I got a fucking dope ass producer coming on next, but man, I just want y'all to know if y'all just tuning in and y'all missed the fucking interview, man. Make sure y'all tune back, man. Only question I have for you, bro, is, man, what can we expect from you next, bro? What can we expect from you next, man? What can we expect from the big homie, the legendary? Like, yo, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want me to fan something, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you dig me for fans now and for future fans, man? Don't we want to know? So, bro, tell us, man.
Again, you know, legend got to keep going. So you can only be legend by keep doing legendary shit. You feel me? So I got shit coming. I got this legendary live album. I got this shit I'm doing with the artist E-Liz. I got a lot of shit that I got coming up. This podcast, I'm working on that shit. That shit going to be super hype because I know a lot of people value my opinion and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Shout out to my wife, Cynthia. Sensational Treats, of course, she got her own cake business. She doing her shit big. Anybody want to hit her up at Sensational Treats on Instagram. You want your cakes, you want your treats done. She does it all.
Shout out to Wifey.
We doing it all.
Shout out to
putting this shit together. Shout out Drop Zone Recording. Shout out motherfucking Bridgeworks. Shout out
Drop Zone.
Swag Magazine. Rob.
Bridgeworks.
Trust me.
Swag Magazine.
Don't stop. I got shit coming.
Black Entertainment, man. Coming. Stop fucking playing with us, yo. Y'all better pull the fuck up, yo.
They gonna know.
They pull up, yo. Stop fucking playing with me, yo, bro. Talk
when I promote, I promote. You feel me?
Where my motherfucking drink at, yo?
They gonna know.
Real tough, man.
I know you're about to get geared up with your boy out there. I appreciate you.
You're right, man. Listen, man. We gonna tune up out of here,
anybody
man.
Anybody that's watching, everybody that's going to be watching, everybody that didn't watch on some bullshit, shout out to y'all too. We take everybody in, all the shit, talking shit, whatever. We don't give a fuck. But guess what? Y'all got the legend, Tina CMD on this motherfucker. You feel me? Nobody done it like me. Check my shit, sis. Thursday. Tell them check my shit.
Check that yes, shit, sir. Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all heard it first right here, man. Fuck with me. Y'all already know this shit, man. Y'all have a good
Thirsty
night, man.
Thursday.
Stay tuned, though. I got another artist coming on. Well, actually, a producer coming on next and shit, man. So definitely tune in. 9 o'clock, man. We about to go, man. I ain't done yet. You heard me? I'm about to get a little more tipsy, though. I'll be back in a minute, yo. Hey, yo, one more round, man. Big shout out to my bro, my big bro. An idol of mine from my own hometown, CMD motherfucking Jersey. Y'all know what the fuck it is? Y'all must stop fucking playing with me, yo. Dusty Thursdays, what your whole freaking think they wouldn't know? They talk skinny and pony. What it be like, homie? What?
Yes.
What? AKA Snacks. I be back. Fuck with me.
Hey.
We out. Let me fuck out of here. Can you hear me, bro? I'll be doing it. Thanks for tuning in. I got intro and outro and shit, so you know what I mean.